You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
What are the benefits of a mission education experience for young adults? Well, today we'll meet students and faculty who recently met up with LCMS missionaries serving in Tanzania to learn about the Lord's work in the mission field.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
We love the Concordia universities.
We really do.
And today we head to Concordia University, Nebraska to meet up with faculty and students. Joining us today, Dr. Shauna Opfer. She is the Janet Kramer Endowed Professor of Education, the Elementary Education Director, and Chair of the Education Department at Concordia University, Nebraska. In her spare time, she goes on mission education experiences with students to Tanzania. Dr. Opfer, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also in studio with us today, Ann Gonzalez. She's fellow DCE and manager of lay missionary recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Ann, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Might note that that's a different title than I think maybe the last time you were on the Coffee Hour.
Quite possibly, yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
It's
yes.
been a minute since I've been on the Coffee Hour.
This
so
is
it's
true.
Good to be back.
What do you do as lay missionary recruiter or manager for lay missionary recruitment?
Yeah, so my primary focus is to recruit lay people as missionaries.
And sometimes you get to go on trips with
Correct.
Folks like students and
talk
faculty.
To them about, you know, what
Serving.
It looks like to be a full-time missionary.
And some students that also participated in a recent trip. Kaylin McCoy, he's a pre-seminary student entering his junior year at Concordia University in Nebraska. Kaylin, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
And Rachel Adda, she's a recent graduate of Concordia University, Nebraska, and now a teacher at Hope Lutheran School in Shawnee, Kansas. Rachel, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi, thank you. I'm super excited.
I am delighted. We have just a great crowd, really. It's a,
yes.
this is a large recording today and excited to learn about mission education. Dr. Opfer, what prompted this mission education opportunity for Concordia University, Nebraska students?
Yeah, well, this has actually been happening. This kind of a trip has been happening for several years when Reverend Brian Gauthier was a former missionary out in the field, came to Concordia as a professor of theology. He really initiated this opportunity for mission education. He led several groups. And then when he left, Amy Hubach, who's a professor in the DCE program, has begun this opportunity to just help students learn and understand what it means to be a missionary out in the field.
Why is it important to you to give this kind of opportunity to students, especially in this really immersive experience visiting missionaries in Tanzania?
Absolutely. So, I mean, we learn by doing and we learn by seeing and experiencing. And that's what we know about learning anything in education. And that's absolutely true for understanding mission work as well. I think we want to expose our church work students. So everyone who went on this trip is a student that's considering or pursuing church work vocations. For them to see and understand and live and experience life as a missionary just gives them a real world opportunity to process what that would actually be like. And I think all of us learned a lot more about what mission work means through this experience by being there.
Now you mentioned that this has mission education has been an opportunity for students at Concordia University, Nebraska for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your first experience traveling with students for mission education, or have you done this before?
Yes, this was my first opportunity. Amy Hubach has been taking students since Reverend Gauthier left, but this was my first opportunity to go with students. It was amazing.
So what made you say, yes, I'm ready to go. Please send me to Tanzania.
Tanzania, first of all, but mostly just I wanted the opportunity to see the global church and to see the church in action in another part of the world. I love learning new things and experiencing new cultures and was just so blessed by the opportunity to see the leadership and the way, you know, life happens there as the gospel is shared and mercy is shared with the people of Tanzania.
So, Kaylin and Rachel, let's turn it to you now. What about this trip interested both of you, Rachel?
I think, again, just the whole, I know Dr. Opfer had mentioned Tanzania, but also just I've been on multiple mission trips and I was kind of just looking for another new opportunity that I hadn't been on before. And so whenever the opportunity arose, I was like, I might as well try it. And I mean, I had a great time and got to see so much about what God is doing on in Tanzania.
Because Rachel, you had been with Dr. Gauthier on one of his trips, right?
Yes, I went to Uruguay with him, I think in 2023.
Okay. Kaylin, what about you?
I was interested in Africa specifically because in the States, I had met several Christians who had come from Africa, and it really seemed like they had a certain understanding of the faith that was not quite mine, and it was very intriguing. They seemed very engaged with the missionary aspect of the faith that maybe we're lacking sometimes in the United States, and just had a really grounded understanding of how God was working in their lives. And I wanted to meet more of them and see if I could get a handle on what I was picking up.
Kaylin, how did you prepare for this trip? What kind of research did you do? What other things did you do to prepare for this mission education in Tanzania?
My group mates are laughing because I was kind of the over-preparer of the group. I was reading travel advisories and figuring out what things we could or could not take through these really seemingly strict customs places and whatnot. But besides all that, that's kind of left-hand kingdom stuff, Professor Hubach had us doing a devotional plan together to prepare our minds and hearts to get the most out of this experience. And I found that really helpful.
Rachel, how about you? Since you've traveled before on similar experiences like this, how did you prepare for this trip this time around?
Well, Kaylin covered us on the what we need to be cautious for and all that. But so I kind of just got to relax and be laid back about it. But overall, I think, again, just whenever I did start getting nervous or thinking about it too much, I would, you know, turn to God in prayer and kind of, you know, ask him to calm my nerves and just like trust that his plan worked out, because there was a time when we weren't 100% sure we were going to be able to get to go. So just being able to say, okay, God, like, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. But if not, like, it's your will. It's what you want for us to do. So,
And did you have any role in preparing students for the trip, or was your role mostly on the field?
Not a ton. Yeah, mostly okay. Once I got there. Although I did help talk Amy and Shauna through when their flights were canceled because they were originally connecting through the Middle East, and there was a whole thing. And so I was involved in a little bit of that, but primarily got to meet the students when I got there on the ground and participate alongside them and also see the work firsthand, because I had not been to Tanzania before. So I'm now the recruitment team expert on the work there in Shinyanga, because I'm the only one who's been there.
Very good. Very good. So how did your face-to-face experiences compare with what you maybe expected to find, Rachel?
I wasn't 100% sure what to expect when we arrived. I think you have all these expectations for a mission trip, but then either they may go exactly as you planned or not. I think I was very surprised by how like servant-hearted everyone there was. Like, we were coming in as though, like, for a mission trip. We were coming in for a mission trip, but we were being served a lot of the time we were there, and it was a very, very different experience from what I've done before. But it was just so cool to see God working through them.
Kaylin, what about you?
I kind of mentioned that I had this perception of how some of the African Christians I had met were. And I think it was true to a degree. Like Rachel mentioned, that how very servant-hearted they all are and excellent hosts and that kind of thing. And that's also a cultural thing. But it's a yes and no sort of situation, because I learned all of those things about the particularities of Christianity there and the different challenges that they face that maybe we don't face, and vice versa. But at the same time, it was like, at the end of the day, they're just Christian brothers and sisters like us. And we are just as blessed in our mission field and in our churches as they are in these different ways. So simultaneously, you had this idea of you go there and it's, you learn about them, but you also learn to be thankful for yourself and content to go back home and enjoy what God has given us in our churches.
Dr. Offer, what about you? What did you expect? How did your experiences relate to what you expected?
Yeah, absolutely. I, you know, we had more of an opportunity to observe and learn and watch than what I expected. I thought we would be doing more hands-on interactive mission work. But honestly, as I've reflected on my learning and experience, I feel so blessed by the opportunity to truly learn. I feel like sometimes when you go and do mission work, you get so caught up and busy in the doing that we sometimes miss things. So I learned so much more, I think, in this experience about the culture, about the church leadership, the amazing, humble leadership of the church leaders there and their ability to articulate how they, their mission, their vision, their goals, how they're serving their people. Like those are conversations I've never had with missionaries or church leaders when I've done mission work before. So by mission education truly being about teaching and helping us to experience and understand versus all the doing that you often do on a mission trip, it was a unexpected blessing. And I feel more passion and convicted about missions now than I did when I left because I feel like I see the big picture in a different way.
And I know you have traveled for many, many trips and also served globally as well. How did it meet your expectations or how did it compare to your expectations?
Sure. So I had previously served in West Africa on a short-term team that was a medical team. And so some things were pretty similar in terms of like the style of schools and how they were open air and things like that. But other parts were definitely different and probably more developed in the Shinyanga area than I think I had a picture of. It's definitely a rapidly developing area. They had to fly into an airport about 3 hours away. But as of now, they should be able to fly directly into the Shinyanga airport because it's gotten upgraded. Oh. And so, yeah, it's just there's a vibrant church community there that is doing all sorts of things, not only in spreading the gospel, but also showing mercy, particularly among people with albinism.
Mm.
You mentioned flying into Shinyanga. I'm curious, how many flights did it take to get there from where you were traveling, Rachel?
I think it was 4 to get there and 4 back. And our longest flight was 16 hours, maybe 17.
That's a long
trip.
That's a
trek.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about what you learned and what you got to do while you were participating in mission education with Concordia University, Nebraska. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with faculty and students from Concordia University, Nebraska, who recently participated in mission education with the LCMS Office of International Mission and Concordia University, Nebraska, spending some time with missionaries in Tanzania. Now, let's talk a little bit about your experience there. Rachel, since you have prior experience in mission experience, how did your previous experience in Uruguay influence how you experienced this trip?
I think I would say that I was kind of expecting to do more things rather than observing, but we had a lot of good conversations while we were in Tanzania, and we got to observe the Paines, yes, the Paines, doing, like, seeing what they were doing. We got to watch one of Reverend Paines' classes and kind of see how he helps and aids his students and just... Yeah, it was super cool. And seeing the schools and the churches and the like clinics that their diocese supports and kind of just seeing how all the different things work together and how they all support each other was a very cool experience.
Yeah, let's talk more about the things that you experienced, the people you got to meet, the culture you got to experience while you were in Tanzania. What are some of those things that you experienced? You mentioned the seeing the pains, going to classes. What other kinds of experience did you have while you were in Tanzania, Kaylin?
So many to choose from. there was one day where we actually went out on some what they call door-to-door evangelism. It's not quite door-to-door like we would think of it, like knock knock, have you heard about Jesus? Because we went out to these villages with their pastors, and it wasn't so much like, this is your mission opportunity, we need you guys out here to go do this. This is just what their pastors do all the time. It'd be kind of like what we would call circuit riders. Is they have so many vibrantly growing churches that their pastors can't be assigned to just one. So we went out on their regular visit to one of these villages, and they did something like 30 baptisms, mostly children. But you literally would just go around to these. We split up into groups, and you went and you sat and you talked about Jesus, and you said, "Does anyone want to be baptized?" And it was just amazingly straightforward and amazingly well received. I mentioned that the Holy Spirit works different ways in different places, and their culture, it was just very direct, meaningful conversations about Jesus, and that was pretty cool.
Rachel, what about you? What other experiences did you have?
So one of the things that I have loved about a lot of my mission experiences is getting to visit the different schools that are there. And so I think it was just such a cool experience. I mean, obviously I'm going to be a teacher, so I love school apparently. but just getting to see again how they do school. And just, I remember we walked into one classroom and there had to be like 50 or 60 kids packed into one tiny classroom. And some of them didn't even have a desk. Some of them were just sitting in chairs. A lot of them were sharing chairs. And so just kind of getting to see how the teachers got to work with them and just like hearing their stories and all that was very cool. And how, like, in that school setting, they get to share Jesus's love with tons of students, with like 50 to 60 kids.
Dr. Offer, what about you? What are some of the other experiences that you had in Tanzania?
I would say another day was we got to go to the Mankala Training Center, where we saw, aside from the seminary where the Paines are serving, there's just another place where there's some training up and lifting up of church workers. And this is where church workers are learning in Swahili, and it's a little bit of a different context, but it was very fun to just see a packed class full of people learning to be evangelists. And I loved the connections as we went through the week. So while we're learning about these evangelists, we're also learning, like, hey, they were introducing us to the future vicar who is going to be serving some of these people who had recently been baptized. Like, what felt like little random moments to us, I felt like all week we kept hearing about the intentionality and weaving of ministry, so purposeful. And it was so fun to see that. And on the same day, we went to the Mwandui school. And so we got to see another one of a secondary school there, and also the home for children with albinism. And that was just a joyful opportunity to see amazing leaders in action, as well as just the beautiful hearts of those kids.
Dr. Opfer, how will your experience, how do you anticipate your experience in mission education in Tanzania shape or maybe change or impact how you go about things now as a professor of education? Will it make a difference for you in your vocations in your classroom?
Absolutely. I think that I feel more passionate about missions than I did before. I feel like I see it in a new way. Of course, we've talked about and shared missions opportunities in my classes. I'm on newsletters for missionaries through my church, but I don't know. I feel like I have a larger sense of it and feel excited to share this new passion that I've found for this, for missionaries and for missions. And so I look forward to sharing that with my students and encouraging them to see what God might have in store for them. whether they might be a missionary, or maybe they're just going to be an advocate for missions and support missions and be someone in their congregation who can be that voice. So I look forward to it.
Rachel, how about you? How do you anticipate your experience through mission education impacting, especially now as a new teacher going into your first regular classroom? How do you think it will shape how you approach education?
I think it really has opened my eyes. Like, God has opened my eyes to see how, like, so many different people have so many different experiences, yet we all share our one faith in God. And just, I think taking that with me into my classroom and, like, loving each of my students as God's children, and even when things get tough, being like, God has created this awesome world with so many people in it, and He takes care of everybody. And just, like, if He can love even the most difficult of students, then I can too. And just, yeah.
Kaylin, you're preparing to go to seminary for formation as a pastor. How do you see this mission education experience impacting your future vocations?
I might be a missionary someday, but absent that, you got to tell your congregation about these things. Because when someone comes up and they say, what does a missionary do? Where's all this money in this line item on our budget going? You know, you got to be able to say, well, I talked to Pastor Payne one time, and he was doing this, and this in Tanzania. But at the same time, it's the realization that the stuff that's happening there and the people that are there are not fundamentally different from us. And they're just as much able to help us in some ways as we're able to help them. So if I need to call some of my brothers in ministry that I met over there someday and say, hey, I'm really having a problem with this, like, that might be what I end up doing too. You know, it might be the reverse of what our American mindset might expect. And that's beautiful.
And Dr. Offer was really talking about how mission education is really about teaching. What does that mean for you from a perspective of recruiting lay people to go to the mission field?
Yeah, I mean, well, as Andy mentioned, I am a director of Christian education. Right. So I'm all about the education. And really, there are so many myths around being a missionary. And one of the things that the Paynes did that I was really glad they were very intentional about was inviting us into their home. You know, there's perceptions out there that you're going to live in the hut or whatever, but they actually had a very comfortable, nicely appointed home there in Tanzania. And it was important to them that the students see that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as everybody's reflected on, ultimately, whether any of these students become missionaries or not, understanding a little bit more about the global church and the work that God is doing around the world will ultimately strengthen their work to the church. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you want these students and Dr. Opfer to experience most?
Just the opportunity to meet the people, honestly. And the Paynes were wonderful. Brian had actually just gotten back from shoulder surgery in South Africa. Like literally he flew in that day and then they flew in. And then Happiness, who is the secretary general of the diocese we were working with, just made everything possible. And was so, so very, very kind to us, in setting everything up.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn that will affect or influence your own role as lay missionary recruiter? Because you've been on trips before.
Yeah.
But what was special about this one?
The roles are no longer just things on the recruitment chart. It was like, oh, I've been to the dispensary to see where they need nurses, and I've been to the school to see where they need teachers and things like that. But also just another opportunity to hear from our missionaries directly about what the needs are and understand better how they all fit together to serve God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Now, one topic that came up multiple times in the conversation was albinism. How is this a a main issue to be addressed through mission work and others?
Yeah, in that part of Tanzania, apparently there's a predominant recessive gene for albinism. And so it's more common there than even in other parts of the country or maybe the continent. And also, unfortunately, historically, there's been a belief that body parts of a person with albinism will bring you luck. And so it's actually dangerous to live that with that condition. And so they've done a ton of education working with traditional healers and things like that. And so things have improved, but also providing, you know, a supportive home for these children where they can get the care they need because they have different medical needs and they need to learn about putting on sunscreen, which is something nobody else does.
Yeah.
And then also providing training. The day we went and saw the training with the evangelists at that same location, they were training six young men with albinism to be tailors. And I just read in the Pains newsletter that those guys have since finished their program. And so they have a vocation now that they can use to support themselves.
That's very interesting. As we wrap up, what is your encouragement to other students or faculty or just people who are considering mission education opportunities through the LCMS Office of International Mission or maybe a Concordia? Your encouragement to others to consider going on these short-term mission opportunities, Dr. Opfer?
Take the experience. When the opportunity arises, I just encourage you to go for it. There, like we said, it was 8 total flights and long bus rides. But every minute of that was worth the opportunity to grow in my understanding of, God's church. And I've grown in my own faith and understanding of service and, just take the trip, do the thing and invest in God's kingdom and just do it.
Yeah. Rachel, what about you?
I say the same thing. Like if you're feeling that God is calling you to go, just listen and take that opportunity because it is an amazing experience. Like there, God will show you so much and you will grow so much in your faith.
And Kaylin?
You can do it. God will use you and no matter where you end up. And don't lose hope for the church at large either. I think we hear this narrative that the church in America is shrinking and all this and that and the other, but it's been the same God for all of human history who's been working his Holy Spirit and he's doing it everywhere in various ways. So just do the thing and knuckle down and trust that the Holy Spirit is still working.
Anne? Other mission opportunities, mission education opportunities?
It's a regular thing we offer. You can always go to servenow.lcms.org to find out more about upcoming opportunities. I know coming over from the short-term side of things, explaining what a mission education trip is was always a little bit tricky. So hopefully you've heard from some participants now and it makes more sense. and you'll consider, you know, doing one yourself or with your church, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Servenow.lcms.org. You can learn more about mission education opportunities there as well. Thanks to our guest today, Dr. Shauna Opfer, the Janet Kramer Endowed Professor of Education, Elementary Education Director, and Chair of the Education Department at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Opfer, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And students from Concordia University, Nebraska, Kaylin McCoy, pre-SEM student entering your junior year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Kaylin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
And Rachel Atta, she's recent graduate and new teacher at Hope Lutheran School in Shawnee, Kansas. Rachel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And as always, Anne Gonzalez, Manager of Lay Missionary Recruitment for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Always a joy to have you on, Anne. Thanks for being our guest.
Always a joy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.